So I'm going to offer a practice now of kindness, a kindness practice, and also a kindness and abiding in kindness practice. Very often we have kindness practices which use phrases, say, may I be kind, may I be safe and protected, may I live in kindness. We did a little bit of that on Friday night. Let a kindness in the midst kind of practice. May I be at ease in the midst of this? So we can use phrases. And then we can also have an abiding practice where we call up a memory. This is actually one of the Buddha's original kindness abiding practices. When he was struggling for understanding, struggling for awakening, he spent 6 years. Once he entered the path, started on his journey, he struggled for 6 years with very ascetic practices, practices where he really deepened in concentration. But at the end of this 6 years, he had been practicing very, very austere ascetic practices, and he was near death. And he was lying there near death, and he had a memory of a time when he was a young boy, being under an apple tree, a rose apple tree, and having this memory of ease and connection in nature. And he said, oh, that memory. He said, I realize it doesn't have to be this hard. And he abided in that memory of the rose apple tree, of his sense of connection and happiness under the rose apple tree. And he abided in that feeling. He could feel what it felt like in the body. I'm not sure what it felt like for him, but he could feel it. And he just allowed the sensations to support him from a memory. And this is the abiding practice. It's a practice of either there may be a happiness, a joy, a kindness, an ease, a softness right now in you. And you can tune into the sensations of that in the body. Or you can call up a memory of a time you felt easeful, relaxed, contented, happy, at peace, and recall what it feels like, what that felt like in the body, in the heart, in the mind. And once we recall it like that in the body, this is now in the present moment experience. It's not a memory anymore, but the memory is helping us to abide in that state in the here and now. And so I'm going to invite you, I'm going to invite you to choose either a present moment experience or a memory that connects you to a sense of care, softness, ease, warmth, friendliness, rest. The joy in the middle of a creative venture. So I'm going to list a few other examples that might be your easy doorway into these kinds of uplifting, caring, nurturing heart feelings. I'll name a few more. This could be a place in nature. I often remember myself swinging in a hammock in the woods on a day when there were no mosquitoes. But I can remember viscerally the sense of swinging and the sense of ease in my body. That's a moment I often go back to. And it's right here now. It might be a time in nature, it might be a time, you know, by the lake, hiking, canoeing. Could be that. Or it could be, I just mentioned, an artistic time when you just felt in the flow and full of joy, or that ease of flow, that sense of non-separation, maybe. It could be a memory of yourself as a child. It could be the memory of a child you know now. Or a child, I'm thinking of my goddaughter when she was a little girl. It could be an elder or a teacher or a mentor who you feel grateful to. I think of often the Dalai Lama. You know, there's so many books that where his face is just like, he's got that big grin. And just thinking about now, I just have to smile, just thinking about the Dalai Lama smiling. So that lightens my heart. Could be someone you know cares for you. You can feel them right here beside you. It could be an image for you of Kuan Yin. Someone I know imagines she's just resting back and leaning against Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin's got her back. Brings her a sense of safety. Michelle McDonald, she said when she first started this practice, her refuge was her stuffy, little stuffed animal. And I will say I still have a little stuffed animal I keep in my pocket, a little bird, and my hand goes in there. This is something you can, like a visceral sense. I put my hand in my pocket, curls around the little bird, and then my body just goes all soft because I'm holding this soft little bird. So if you don't happen to have a little stuffy in your pocket, you could use anything soft. If you've got something soft at hand, you could just pet it and just say in your mind, soft, soft, soft. That may be your easy doorway. Could be remembering a pet. Could be your own hand soft on your body in a gesture of kindness, one hand holding the other, touching your heart. Or it could be a phrase. Or it could be a word. I like words that, I just love ease. I like to drop in ease on the exhale. Ease. And there's just something about that, that I just, my body just goes easy. So as I was speaking, maybe one of those resonated for you. Or maybe you can take a moment now and find one that brings you any kind. It's not, doesn't have to be fireworks. No, that's not it at all. It's not like this big blissful thing. It's like just a little sense. As Andrew was saying, a little scent from the flower. A little sense of anything that lightens your heart, anything that warms your heart, any sense of friendliness, kindness, softness, gentleness, joy. You can think of something you're grateful for. So bring that to mind. I'll stop talking for a moment and let you find your easy doorway into the heart. I'm just sensing this. Just sense into what this feels like, this memory or this present moment experience, what this feels like in the body. It might not be super clear, it might not be super fireworks, but some sense of softness or happiness or lightness, groundedness. ease. How does it feel in the body? And then how does it feel in the heart? What's happening in the heart? Again, doesn't have to be a big thing, but is there a sense of a little bit of softening in the heart, a little bit of an emotion or emotional tone that is touching the heart, or a bit of uplift in the heart? And try not to grasp it or make it stay or make it be really intense. That can kind of squeeze it out, kind of just letting it gently be here without grabbing on hard. And then sensing what's happening in the mind as you feel into this experience. Does the mind feel a little bit more spacious than sometimes, or is there a sense of a little bit of relaxation in the mind? Or what's happening in the mind? And we can abide in this for one or two or three breaths, just abiding gently in these heart, body, mind sensations. It might be as simple as how it can feel so good to just feel supported by the chair right now. That sense of physical support and ease. And then at some point, the sensations can fade, they may fade away a little bit, and that's not a problem. And just gently refresh the image, bring it to mind and heart again. See yourself again on the beach or beside your friend, or in your studio, or the image of the Dalai Lama or Kuan Yin. Just refresh that, see yourself there again, and refresh the sensations. And then just let yourself abide there again, gently, without grasping. You can also imagine something you've never experienced. What would deep rest feel like if I was doing it? And see what that brings into your body. Just abiding a little while. I'm hearing Kitty Sorrow's voice in my mind. He says, "This is peaceful." The mind will slide off and away from the image. It's just the way it is. And then just when that happens, just gently refresh, return to the image. Sense the sensations in the body and the mind and the heart. Just gently abide there again. You might hear your chant in your head. If the chant brings happiness, feeling the sensations in the body, the mind, and the heart, resting here. Refreshing the image as you need to, gently and softly without grasping, sensing into the sensations in the body, in the mind, in the heart, and just resting there. Notice if the striving comes in any way. We'll find that balance between abiding and striving. You'll be able to feel it in the body. Bringing your image or your easy doorway in again and sensing into the body, heart, and the mind. And then gently letting the image or the doorway be in the background of your attention. Just let the sensations be in the foreground. Just abiding in the ease, the softness, the happiness, letting the image be in the background. And then as you need to refresh the image, bring it to the foreground and just see yourself in the studio, in the forest, beside your friend again, and gently sense the sensations. And then you can let the image or the doorway be in the background again and just abide in the sensations of the heart, mind, and the body. Letting the body be soft and supported by the chair, the bench. Just inviting the body to be soft can help support abiding. Noticing what supports abiding and what might make abiding more challenging. Whether there's a trying hard that comes in. Just learning about the balance of the ease of abiding and the striving, which can make it more difficult. Just learning that balance by noticing it kindly in the body, in the mind, in the heart. can get restless or bored. And just acknowledging that, not making it wrong. But then just inviting the mind into the nourishment again of your easy doorway. Or you may try the easy doorway of the word ease on the exhale. Or the doorway of just resting into the ebb and flow and support of the breath. Just feeling completely breathed, completely held by the breath in this ebb and flow. So without skipping around kind of frantically from doorway to doorway, you can still experiment with different doorways, spending a minute or two with the doorway just to see, try it on, see how it feels. And now gently expanding your awareness to include your neighbors. And include them in your sense of abiding. If you're resting in the ebb and flow of the breath, just include them in that ebb and flow, that relaxing. If you're with your dogs and there is a joy when you come home and they're all excited, include your neighbors in that. Just wish them this, wish them well from this place of your easy doorway. Include them in there. Expanding your attention to include all of our group. Just including our whole group in a sense of ease and care, appreciation. Appreciating each person's practice and sincerity today, support for your own journey. Just letting your soft and easy care extend around the building to all the other people in the building, the cooks who cooked our supper. And outside the building to the trees and the plants and the animals, just including them in your quiet abiding. And letting your quiet abiding spread out and blanket across the land and touching the river. Extending across the city. All across the province and country. Just kind abiding. Holding the whole planet in your kind abiding. May all beings everywhere abide in peace and ease. So you can leave your eyes closed if you wish, or open them. And Andrea is going to lead us in a chant. Go through it a couple times.
May I be filled with love. loving kindness,
may I be well, may I be peaceful and at ease, may I be happy, may you be filled with loving kindness, may you be well, may you be peaceful and at ease, may you be happy, may we be filled with loving kindness, may we be well, may we be peaceful and at ease, may we be happy, may I be filled with loving kindness, may I be well, may I be peaceful and at ease, may I be happy, may you be filled with loving kindness, may you be well, may you be peaceful and at ease, may you be happy, may we be filled with loving kindness, may we be well, may we be peaceful and at ease, may we be happy. Thank you, everyone, for making this day possible. Sleep well, rest well, and look forward to seeing you in the morning.